Welcome and come on into the journaling room. Whether you're a seasoned writer or just staring at a blank page for the first time, the journaling room is here to meet you where you are. Let's discover together how journaling can unlock clarity, healing, and a deeper connection to your story. Let's get started. Hi, friend, and welcome back to the journaling room. I'm your host, Kendall Snyder. And today we're talking about something tender and powerful, healing through journaling. If you've ever wondered what it actually means to process your pain or how writing can help with that, you're in the right place. So whether you're new to journaling or already have a rhythm, this episode is going to gently guide you into using your journal not just as a notebook, but as a safe place for healing. I think it could be helpful to start here. Pain is universal, right? It's part of the fallen nature of our world. And emotional pain touches all of us at some point. It might look like a breakup or a broken friendship. It might look like grief after losing someone you love. Feeling unseen in your family, betrayal or disappointment in marriage, the ache of singleness or isolation, or simply waking up one day and feeling lost in your own life. These moments don't come with a manual, and too often, instead of making space for pain, we stuff it down, press forward, and just try to stay busy. But pain that doesn't get processed doesn't just disappear. It finds a place to hide. It actually takes up residence in our bodies, in our hearts, in our minds. And eventually it speaks louder, often in ways that aren't helpful. So that's why journaling can be so powerful. As a coach, I often hear other coaches say, you need to sit with your emotion. Or let the emotion pass through instead of avoiding it. But here's what that really means. It means instead of trying to fix your feelings or push them away, you let yourself feel them. You give the feeling a name. You be with the feeling without judgment. Think about how you would go and comfort a hurting child. That's what it's like. You sit beside them. You don't rush to fix it. You simply offer your presence. It's kind of interesting how, for most of us, that's very natural to do. Comfort a hurting child. Yet when it comes to our own emotions that come up, we tend to dismiss them and ignore them. When we do this, it builds emotional strength and it teaches our nervous system that we're safe enough to feel this. And it gently loosens the grip of shame or fear around the emotion. And here's the part we often skip over, the self-compassion part. When you journal through pain, it can be easy to have thoughts like this come up. I shouldn't still be hurt by this. Why can't I just get over this? Other people have it worse than me. Why am I still looping in this? But the most healing journaling happens when you choose kindness towards yourself. It's just like Jesus, extending compassion to us in our weakness. We're invited to do the same for ourselves. And so when we write, what if we tried speaking to ourselves the way we would speak to a dear friend? You're not weak for feeling deeply. Of course, this makes sense that you would feel this way, but you're not behind because you're still processing. You're healing. What if healing has no timeline? I want to share something personal with you. There's been a season in my life where I've been journaling through a hard relationship, one that has stirred up lots of layers of emotion, of grief, disappointment, hope, confusion, even shame. I remember sitting with my journal, not even sure where to start. At first, the pages were just filled with my raw emotions, just me kind of letting it rip about frustration, sadness, questions. I didn't try to clean it up or make it neat or even acceptable. I just let it spill. But over time, as I kept coming back to the page, something started to shift. I began peeling back layers, not all at once, but slowly as I felt ready. Journaling became a space where I could decide on purpose how I wanted to think about what happened. It gave me time and distance to ask, what is mine to carry here? What is not mine to carry in this relationship? What do I want to believe about this relationship now? And how do I want to move forward? And it also became a place where I could try out new ways of seeing the situation. I wrote a letter I never sent. I made a list of all the lies that I had believed. I did a whole exercise on judging this person. And then I began to tell myself truth. It wasn't quick, but it was safe. And in many ways, that journal was like a friend walking with me through that storm, helping me find clarity, closure, and eventually peace. So journaling can be incredibly therapeutic because it gives our inner world a place to breathe. What's swirling in your mind gets grounded on paper, which slows you down, anchors you, helps your body know, I'm okay. I'm safe. I can feel this. It also gives perspective. The act of writing creates just enough distance between you and your thoughts that you begin to observe them with more compassion and curiosity. So let me offer you a journaling practice that I give many of my one-on-one coaching clients, especially those working through something hard. It's simple, but it holds space for so much to be unpacked. So here's how it goes. You can set a timer for 10 minutes, just 10 minutes. This is your time to be present with yourself and invite the Lord in to help you. Next step, name the feeling. So start with a sentence like, right now I'm feeling, and then just let yourself name it honestly. Even if it feels messy, even if it feels like the feelings are contradicting themselves, just give it a name. Then we're going to let the feeling speak. So after you've completed the sentence, right now I'm feeling, then write, if this feeling could talk, it would say. This is going to help you externalize the emotion and get curious about what the feeling is trying to tell you instead of staying in overwhelm. And number four, offer compassion. So you could end with a prompt like this. What does this part of me need to hear right now? Maybe it's, I see you. Maybe it's, no wonder you feel this way. Maybe it's, of course, this makes sense. Maybe the Lord offers you a truth that you've forgotten. Whatever it is, offer it gently. There's no need to fix everything. What if the key, y'all, is not fixing ourselves? It's just being willing to feel. The goal isn't often resolution, it's just presence. And this is where healing often begins. So, friend that's listening to this, I know healing takes time, but you don't have to rush it. There can be a tendency to want to rush it to alleviate the feelings that we're feeling. But I know from personal experience, you don't have to do this perfectly. What if it just took a willingness to keep showing up with grace, with honesty, with compassion for the person you're becoming? 2 Corinthians 1:3-4 really encompasses what I'm trying to do in this podcast. Praise be to the God of all comfort, who comforts us in all our troubles so that we can comfort others. And that's what I'm offering you here. I'm offering you the gift of journaling as a way that God can comfort you. He reminded me of so much truth in those moments with him, and he still does. And when we write through our pain, we're not just healing. We're being equipped to hold space for others too. That's what this whole podcast is about. When I realized how much journaling had transformed me, I wanted to share it with others. So thank you so much for being with me here today in the journaling room. I'm sending you so many hugs as you are demonstrating courage to show up in your pain. I hope today's episode encourages you to slow down, to listen in, and let your journal be a soft place to land. Remember, friend, you're not alone, and I'm so proud of you. Talk soon. Thank you so much for spending time with me in the journaling room. I'm so excited to walk this journey with you. Be sure to subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. And if you found this one helpful, I'd love for you to leave a review or share it with a friend who might enjoy it too. To find out more about my one-on-one life coaching practice, you can find me on Instagram and Facebook at Kendall Snyder Coaching. Until next time, remember, your thoughts matter, your story matters. Let's step into it one journal entry at a time. Talk soon.